Hey everyone, welcome to Western New York Brews. My name is Scott. I'm a homebrewer just outside of Buffalo, New York. On this episode, we're talking about what's happening this weekend in the Buffalo beer scene. It is March 20th on the day of recording. Last week, I think I got this out on Friday, which is a day after I said I would. So we'll see if we get it out earlier this week. But either way, we're talking about what's happening this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And with me, as always, is my better half, Brian from the Buffalo Beer
League. You make me sound like I'm your wife.
Yep. Yep. I know at least one woman who will be upset about that. probably two.
Oh, well.
So last week we pushed this until after the theme song. I'm just going to do it right now. I'm drinking a Guinness.
Ooh.
Cheers. What are you drinking?
Always a classic choice.
I know, right? It's good. And this time of the year reminds me of how much I really like Guinness and my Western Brews Guinness there.
Real quick story. We got together at a friend's house on St. Patrick's Day proper on Sunday night. And mm-hmm. I had to go to four different stores to find Guinness locally. It was sold out of three stores. And I found it
sold out. Place. Okay. Where'd you find it?
I found it at I forget the name of the gas station. It's right at the corner of Camp and 62. Right across from Village Pizza and Pints.
Oh yeah, that's Sunoco. It's with the corner market.
It was my first time ever in there. They have a really nice beer selection there.
They're your first time in there. They do. That's actually my second place that I go to when I'm looking for something.
Oh, nice.
Right here. You know what I mean? Because the Speedway doesn't have anything. So who are not from this immediate geographical location, I'm very sorry. Are you drinking right now? Or are you waiting?
Yes, I am drinking a Whalen Brewing Jennings.
Oh, beautiful.
Can't really see it, but it's it's kind of like a tropical hoppy ale. It's essentially a fruity, like not fruity, but a tropical pale ale. It's fantastic.
Nice. All right, so we're going to get into the Buffalo Beer Buzz right as soon as we get through all of our announcements and the theme song. Right now. And right of the theme song. So I will let you know of ways that you can support the podcast. You can listen to the other podcast, The Best Beer I Drank, this week, and the other one is going out today. I forgot to talk to you about which one you wanted to put out first. And then I said, I'll ask him and then I'll put it out. And then I forgot to talk to you about it. So we could talk about that, which one you want me to put out first. And then as soon as you say the word, it's out. And what else? You can support the podcast by shopping, going to buffalobeerleague.com/Amazon, or by leaving a review. That's kind of it, right? That's the short and sweet version of it. What else can you do? You can literally just send us money. If you want to Venmo, or if you want to just walk up to us and hand us cash, that's okay too.
We accept cash.
Right, I do. Yeah. You can find our email addresses very easily. We talk about it all the time. It's scott@westnewyorkbrews.com or wnybrews.com or brian@buffalobeerleague.com. Pretty sure if you send money to those, we just accept that too. So you've got some stories here. Where do you want to start? Springfest doesn't feel like it right now.
Yeah, that's
12 gates. Go ahead.
I mean, it's a little ways away, but we could start there right at the top.
Yeah, it's right at the top here. Because I do like to go chronologically.
I know you do.
All right, 28th, 23rd, 27th, 23rd.
If you want to go chronologically, we could start with the anniversaries then.
Yeah, Eli Fish, their sixth anniversary. Let's start there with Eli Fish. Tell me about it.
So I meant to reach out to Adam, Adam Burnett, who's the head brewer over there, to see mm-hmm. what new beer they're going to have for their anniversary. I did not do that, but I did list everything else that's happening on this Saturday on the 23rd. So basically it's an all-day event in Batavia if you want to make your way up there. They start at 1 o'clock actually starts at noon, so you can start drinking at noon. And nice. There's a custom charcuterie class and Eli Fish beer pairing at 1, which is a ticketed event. Link to tickets in the Buffalo Beer Buzz. And then there's, which I think this is really cool, they're holding something called a Great Fish Race. So basically what it is a relay race, but instead of a baton, you actually pass a fish, like a whole fish.
Oh, like an actual, like frozen?
Yes, which I think is really interesting, you know, given the name of the brewery and all.
Yeah.
And so it's 40, what is it? $40 per team, and you get two free drinks each. And then the winners
each.
Yes. Yeah, two free drinks each.
Huh.
Yeah, that's right. And then the winners get Mug Club memberships for the rest of the year.
That's awesome. Live music from Josh Hawkins, Grizzwood, and DJ Lagerithms.
Lagerithms. Oh. It did the same thing to me when I was writing it, trying to pronounce it in my head.
Who is that? Who's DJ Lagerithms? Come on. We know this person. Have to. I gotta Google this while we're talking.
There will be an Eli Fish beer trailer set up outside in Jackson Square. And the first 200 people to attend the event get a card that gets you a free pint a week for, I don't know how long that goes. The event listing didn't say, but the first 200 people, you get a free pint card.
Okay. Awesome. Is there another one going on this weekend? Is there another anniversary going on this weekend?
Oh, and I should mention real quick. I looked this up just because I think it's interesting. If you want to get Eli Fish a present, the traditional anniversary gift for the 6th anniversary is candy or steel, just so you know, or iron, not steel. Candy or iron.
Okay.
And speaking of anniversaries, our friends at Sad Boys Brewing in Larkin, I can't believe it's already been a whole year since these guys have opened, but this Saturday they are holding their first anniversary party. Again, I did not get the chance to reach out to find out what new beers will be on tap, but they do say that drink specials all day, new beers on tap, trivia, pretzel eating contest, pie slam, which I'm not entirely sure what that means. It says, ever wanted to slam a pie into someone's face? Well, here's your chance. So I guess
that's what that is. we can make guesses.
Yeah. and then they're going to do a toast at 9. So that's all happening Saturday. And there'll be food from Under Fire Pizza as well.
Excellent. So the pie in the face could be like a cream pie, or
I would think, right?
Probably not a pizza pie.
I would. Well, that sounds good. You could stuff your face with a pizza pie. Obviously, Under Fire Pizza is going to be there, but I assume it's probably like what, shaving cream or something. I don't know.
Probably, yeah. I think that's cheaper too, right? I don't know.
I would think. Listen, so.
I've never done a pie slam.
Neither have I.
So, I don't know. I'm talking out my butt on this one. I don't know what I'm saying.
I have slammed a pie, like eating a pie quickly, but I've not been there. Yeah, I have not done this. Or whatever I assume this is.
All right. Are you going to be able to make it to either of these?
No. I unfortunately work all weekend. I've mentioned before on the podcast that I've been working weekends steadily for the last 3 months because the other weekend guy at my full-time job is on maternity leave. But he comes back next weekend. So this is my last weekend working all day, both days. So I'm looking forward to
that. Good.
Yeah. I haven't had a weekend day off since we went to Disney. So that was over a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in Disney the week before we were in Costa Rica, and that was a while ago.
Yes.
Crazy. All right. Who needs a weekend? It's not like they put all the fun stuff on weekends.
Yeah. Right. If you're, any of my friends or my wife, they'll tell you that I need a weekend day off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Touche.
My wife works Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So she doesn't have plans with her family, she just sits around and watches me work. And I feel really bad about that.
Yeah. Like with like a beer or something and just staring at you.
No, she's usually either organizing something or doing a puzzle or watching Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, very nice. Oh, excellent. Murder, She Wrote. Do you feel like that's and this is tangent, right? And I said we should do the quick one because I have to leave.
I know.
Like the true crime podcast. Similar itch it's scratching or totally different itch? Like
similar, I think.
True crime podcast plus Golden Girls, Murder, She Wrote.
Essentially.
Right? Not so much a comedy.
No, still that's though, a good way to put it. There are funny elements of the comedy, show, but right? It's more straight-laced.
I'd like to say I've seen more than two episodes of Murder, She Wrote, but that's probably my limit, is two episodes.
The annoying thing,
where do you want to watch next? Oh, I'm sorry.
The annoying thing, real quick, the annoying thing about watching Murder, She Wrote with my wife is that she's seen every episode, so as soon as she sees one character that she recognizes, she knows exactly who the killer is, so it's not really fun to watch it.
Yeah. I thought you were annoyed listening to me rattle on about this silly idea, so I jumped right back in, and nope, you were right on board with the Murder, She Wrote talk.
No, I'm on board with Murder, She Wrote talk for sure.
Where do you want to jump to next?
Let's see, the 28th, 27th.
Yeah, 27th, right?
Yeah, let's talk about the Sloop beer pairing dinner at Rationale's.
Awesome. It's a ticketed event.
Yeah, tickets are $65.
Yep.
At Rationale's in Williamsville. Here. If you've never been there, this is a good chance to go there because Sloop, if you haven't had Sloop beer, they make amazing beer. And it's four courses for $65, and I have them listed in the article here real quick. They are cheddar ale soup, which is new to Rationale's, and it's with a West Coast style IPA from Sloop. It's actually brewed or made with that beer, the cheddar beer soup. Classic wedge salad with their Sloop's premium lager, which is a fantastic lager. I had it at Buffalo on Tap a little while back. It's very good. Nashville hot chicken and super soft IPA. And finally, Irish soda bread and half-baked stout. So that, I love that menu when they released it. I'm hoping to make it to this.
Okay.
I'm hoping that Jill and I can make it to this, but I'm not 100% yet.
All right, 27th. Checking my calendar right now.
Yes, that is
a week from today. All right. You know, I'll check to see what the wife wants to go out to dinner.
Yeah, plus, I feel bad because I haven't been to Rationale's yet, so this gives me a good reason to go.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, right? All right. And tickets can be purchased here. It's a Rationale's. Oh, it's rationales.beer. Go to rationales.beer, and you can find the event, and you can purchase the tickets right from rationales.beer.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's very easy to find the ticket link, yeah.
They have a .beer website as well. I'll remind you, listeners, you can find the Buffalo Beer League at buffalo.beer.
I always forget that.
It's pretty cool. And WNY.beer, because I would not let that lapse. All right. Next, we're going to Magic Beer. Magic Bear Beer Cellar collabs with Brindle House Brewing. Spencerport's Brindle House. Boysenberry Tart, a boysenberry fruited sour that features elements of sour, sweet, creamy, berry tartness, and graham cracker. Will be available on March 28th at Magic Bear at 5 p.m. March 28th is next Friday, I think. Next Thursday.
Thursday.
Next Thursday. Good Friday is the 29th. It's the day before Good Friday. And that's which the release party.
Which is what, Holy Thursday?
Holy Thursday, the day before Good Friday. That's
not to get too deep in the weeds, but I'm pretty sure it's Holy. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
I grew up Catholic. So I put in all of my time. Maundy Thursday, yep. Holy Thursday. Also known as Great and Holy Thursday, Holy and Great Thursday, Covenant Thursday, Sheer Thursday, and Thursday of Mysteries.
Oh, I did not. Wow, that sounds really cool. Thursday of Mystery?
Commemorates the washing of the feet, Maundy.
Yep.
And Last Supper. I should know better. I grew up Catholic. I went to OLV. I put my time in. Right? I did my time. So that sounds amazing. Go out to Magic Bear Beer Cellar. I mean, are you looking for reasons to get out to Rationale's and Magic Bear Beer Cellar? Why is it so hard to say? You know, Magic Bear. Get out to Magic Bear. Here's your reasons right here.
And the best part about it is if you're going to go to Magic Bear, I mean, you could say this almost about any place, right? If you're going to go to Magic Bear in Larkin, Flying Bison is essentially across the street. Buffalo Brewing and Beltline are up the road. Sad Boys is behind. So, I mean, if you wanted to hop to a couple places, and then if you want to go to Rationale's, One-Eyed Cat is right there. Brightsmith is right up the road. The Irishman has a really good beer selection up there. Moorpad, of course. So, I mean, if you haven't been to any of these places, you have one idea to or one thing to go to, and then you can go to a few different places.
That's right. And depending on the weather on the 28th, is that too far away? That might be too far away.
Hopefully, as it just picked, as the snow just picked back up in Eden, hopefully it dies off soon.
That's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
The 28th, okay, 48 in rain and snow showers, but that's only 42%. And that's, what, like a week and a half away. So that could change by then. Get yourself an Uber, put on some nice sneakers, and go hit the town.
Agreed.
All right. I just asked somebody today, hey, when is the Bison's first game?
The Bison's first game is next Friday against the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Yankees.
Excellent. Is there anything happening at this game?
Well,
the games this season?
So the Bison's open their 2024 campaign next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have a game each day against the Yankees. And they open with a homestand. And what better chance to go to Salem Field? Of course, if you just said the weather will be a little bit better by then. So this is also the earliest opening day in Bison's history. So hopefully the weather holds out and they get some good crowds. Because this year, as it has been in years past,
50 degrees.
Salem Field has a really nice beer selection. The Bison's had me out late last year to show me a bunch of stuff they had done in the craft beer realm. They have the Consumers Craft Beer Corner, the Consumers Pub at the Park if you want to stop and get a beer and some food before the game. Resurgence also has a dedicated beer cart, and then there's a Southern Tier dugout, like its own separate like room on the concourse. So real quick, some of the promotions they're going to have this year. Let's see. Friday night bash events. They include pregame Resurgence happy hour, $4 craft beers. I mean, where are you going to find a $4 craft beer? And food specials. And then they have fireworks each Friday too, and a postgame fireworks. And then Southern Tier hosts Thirsty Thursdays, which have beer specials. And then there's on Saturdays, starting in July, they do a Labatt event on Saturday, but I didn't mention that.
Excellent. Hey, there's only one more story and we're going to rush through it. I'm sorry. So tonight is Girl Scout cookie pickup night. And I am Girl Scout dad tonight. And I have to go drop off cash and checks and go pick up Girl Scout cookies. And then go be the Girl Scout cookie dealer tomorrow, wheeling and dealing.
So real quick, Scott, not to correct you, but there are two stories left.
Two stories. There's Wayland, and what did I miss?
12 Gates.
12 Gates. Okay, let's talk about 12 Gates, because that release is probably going to be, it's on draft right now, right? Okay, or I'm in Canada.
It's
on, right now, please.
It's available now.
Spring IPA. Tell me about it.
So this is the first release in their Imperial Beer Series. They're doing a new beer series of high ABV beers. This spring IPA is 8.5%. It balances, it packs a punch. It's still smooth. Now, granted, I have not had this. This is the brewery saying this. Balances a delicate bitterness with a subtle sweetness. It's available on tap now at the brewery and in 16-ounce 4-pack cans. And if you've heard me talk about 12 Gates beer series before, they are very good. This brewery is very good at beer series. Monsters and Myths, their Hazy IPA series, their Days series, they've all been really good.
Excellent. Have you had this one yet?
Mm-hmm. I look forward to trying it because I love high ABV anything, and I love IPA. Well, I love craft beer, so I'll try it regardless.
Is this a wherever craft beer is sold yet, or just at the brewery?
No, I don't think this will go to retail, but probably bottle shops will get it. It's available at the tap room now.
All right. So then Wayland Brewing's first ever spring beer and food festival. I would love to make it out to this one. I'm going to check my calendar while you talk about it.
So Wayland is holding the first ever spring beer and food festival, first ever spring beer and food festival, I should say. Saturday, April 6th, it's at 1 o'clock in Wayland Hall, which is their big events hall at the brewery, if you've ever been there. So in addition to Wayland beers, they invited, I talked to PJ Dunn, who's their head brewer. Real quick, I have a full feature article on this event at the website Buffalo Beer League rightnow.com. You can go read the article. So there will be Wayland, Strange Bird, Frequentum, Mortalis, Dancing Gnome from Pittsburgh, Personal Best, Autark, Smoldered Society, Briar Brothers, Brazen, Brooklyn Cider House, Aurora Brewworks, OSB Cider Works, and more And there'll be more to be announced, I've been assured. And there'll also be food available at the event. They haven't announced the like what restaurants will be there sampling their food yet. So tickets are $55 and include tastings, food, and a commemorative beer glass. And I have the link right here in the Beer Buzz that you can buy tickets to. PJ told me there's only about, they only put about 200 tickets on sale. So, and he told me, I talked to him a couple days ago. He said tickets were moving fast.
Oh, good. All right, good.
And you can buy them online.
Well, I just put it on my calendar.
Or at the tap room.
Like I said, I just put it on my calendar, so knock on wood. Looks like if you go to whalenbrewing.com.
Yeah, it's in
there.
They
have the link right there. Make it nice and simple.
It should be in their, like their merch section on their website, I believe.
Yeah.
To buy tickets.
Yeah, up top it says shop. If you click on shop. And then scroll down a couple of rows down is a square logo for the Wayland Spring Food and Beer Festival. You could pick your tickets right up right there.
I would love to make it to this because how many times have we like pandered for an event like this in the South Downs? But it's the same. It's the day before KBC, which is Kegs, Crafts, and Barrels at 500 Pearl. So that's on Sunday. I don't know if my wife would let me dedicate a whole weekend to going to two beer festivals.
Yeah, especially since you haven't had a weekend in a while.
I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed, and that she'll let me go because she would be going with me. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope to make it to this because I'd like to.
Would it help if I was there? Would that help convince her?
It would help me, but I don't know how much convincing that would do.
All right.
It would be great for me if we were there.
Be like, you know, Scott's going. She'd be like, who?
I don't know about that.
All right, so I need to go. So let me tease this.
Ooh.
The Best Beer I Drank podcast that's going to be released tonight as soon as I get back from picking up Girl Scout cookies. Are we going to release the Resurgence beer that people should listen to? Or the... I know what it is. I was trying to come up with a different way to say it. I was trying to come up with a way to tease Southern Tier, are we talking about the Resurgence or the Southern Tier?
So what I had envisioned is I would like the Southern Tier one to post first.
Okay. So yeah, that's going to happen tonight in about an hour then.
So Squat. Oh my God.
Nice.
Scott, quick question. I combined all of those words cause I'm trying to talk fast. I'm just curious. How many boxes of cookies did you buy personally?
Oh, personally four.
Oh, okay. That's normal.
I thought maybe as
a Girl Scout dad, you'd be saddled with like dozens.
We were four boxes of cookies short of getting a sweatshirt.
Oh, wow.
At the prize level. So she's got a couple of prizes coming. And then the sweatshirt, you sell 180 boxes and we came in at 176. I was like, all right. Four boxes. And if you're curious, the four boxes for us are two Thin Mints, two Peppermint Patties.
Wow, loving the mint, huh?
Those are the options for us.
You know, I'm surprised. I didn't even know it was Girl Scout cookie season. Both of my nieces
are
Girl Scouts, but we did not get hit up for cookies, oddly enough.
So we sold 180 boxes. Thin Mints are the favorite. Do you want to guess the number of Thin Mint boxes? Keeping in mind, again, I sold 180 altogether, and there are eight varieties of Girl Scout cookies available.
I'm going to say 120.
No, it's actually a lot lower than that, but it's 54. But it's 54, but it's about 20 higher than any other box, and about 30 higher than the average.
I like the caramel ones, and the the peanut butter ones are my favorite.
Only 12 caramel ones sold.
That's crazy.
Out of 180.
That's nuts.
Less than 10% of those are caramel delights.
Wow.
Well, almost a third of them are Thin Mints. All right, I'm going to go. We'll go out with you. Can't Buy Beer with condolences again. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Sounds good. Cheers.